Jeremy Maclin was cut by the Chiefs. And I think we were all taken by major surprise. Of course, you guys talked about it on the Roto Experts Weekend Edition. And we're taken by surprise because it was unexpected. Not because I think it's this massive, massive deal. But it's surprising nonetheless. Jeremy Maclin was, without question, a major disappointment in fantasy football last year. After coming off a really good year 2 years ago, his first in Kansas City, comes out last year. People have high expectations as a strong wide receiver, too. It doesn't happen. Now, this year, the buzzwords, in Kansas City have been Tyreek and Hill, not Jeremy Maclin. Maclin was just the steadying force that, if anything, was going to take away targets from Tyreek Hill. He no longer exists. There's a lot to unpack here. Let's start with the Maclin side before we get into the Hill side and everything else going on in Kansas City. Scotty, I'll start with you. Number one, did it surprise you? Number two, what happens now to Jeremy Maclin?
Number one, it did surprise me because they just signed the guy to a 5-year deal, and it's not like they have a lot of depth in that wide receiver crew. Of course, they have Kelce and they have Hill, but you want to command more defensive attention than just that, and especially Andy Reid was just at his wedding, too. No sign really was coming, and I think what happens now is first they talked about Baltimore, and now they're talking about Buffalo, which makes a lot of sense because you have Sammy Watkins and Zay Jones there, but you want more depth than that. You know, Buffalo's a team that even took a flyer on Percy Harvin last year. If Sammy Watkins cannot stay healthy, there's a concern. Another concern, you're just bringing in a rookie. If Watkins can stay healthy and you have a veteran receiver in there, Maclin, and you got Zay Jones, all of a sudden this Buffalo wide receiver crew becomes more impressive, I think.
I know, Matt, of course, you're the Buffalo Bills fans. We'll go to you next here. Jeremy Maclin, the rumor is LeSean McCoy trying to recruit him, of course, to Buffalo, play together in Philadelphia. And Scotty mentioned Baltimore as the first landing spot, then Buffalo comes down. I think both these spots make a ton of sense, and giving Tyrod Taylor more weapons is without question a no-brainer.
Well, I mean, Baltimore makes a ton of sense because they just lost 121 targets from last season with Pitta. He's done, and you know, getting that, they only have Wallace and Bashard Perryman, so that would be a nice get for them. For Buffalo, I think it improves his fantasy stock, even as a number two wide receiver. I had him just inside my top 50 for wide receivers, but I'm going to go with the mindset that Watkins is healthy and he's going to play. I'm not going to draft scared. But even
that's silly when it comes to Sammy Watkins, record.
All you need is that 1 year. And the other thing is, with Buffalo, I mean, Zay Jones would be the loser out of this, but I mean, Maclin would give them a legitimate wide receiver core for maybe the first time in what seems like a decade. So, as a Bills fan, I'm pretty happy. And just to highlight Sammy Watkins in 2015, those last 9 games, I mean, the dude put up 900 yards. He averaged 9 targets, 5 receptions, and 100 yards and a touchdown during that span. So this is an extremely talented guy with over 18 yards per reception, 11.5 per target when healthy. So I am not going to go off the Sammy Watkins bandwagon.
Yeah, that 9-game stretch at the end of 2015, only wide receiver that did better was Julio Jones.
That was also like 7 foot surgeries ago.
Dr. A made the case when he broke down Julio Jones' foot and Sammy Watkins' foot, and it was a totally different
I feel what
animal.
You're saying, Matt, but Julio's been able to play through it. Sammy Watkins can't get on the field with it.
You are correct, but in the third round?
Yeah.
If he's a mid-third round pick, I'm taking him every time because I can get a possible first-round return there.
All right.
Corey.
What's the deal?
Where would you take Jeremy Maclin, you drafting today? Where do you take Jeremy Maclin, if at all?
Oh, I wouldn't touch Jeremy Maclin. He doesn't have a team. I can't draft a player that doesn't have a team, so wait to see how this situation shake out. Obviously, I'm in a slow draft right now, so if he does sign and I'm on the clock, I'll consider it, moving forward from that point.
Where was he going before he got cut?
Before he got cut, he was dropping into the 9th, 10th round range. Obviously, member of Kansas City, Alex Smith is limited. Jeremy Maclin coming off a poor season last year. That offense just doesn't fit him right. Now he gets a chance. He gets an opportunity. The important thing with Maclin is Macklin's fantasy value will go up because he'll be with hopefully he gets with a team that can use him better, more offensive firepower. Also, Travis Kelce is my number one tight end right now. I think Travis Kelce is going to eat up the targets. He's going to be the most targeted pass catcher in Kansas City. And also so that these guys Hunt and Ware are going to be catching catching a lot of footballs too. And if he goes to Baltimore, not so much, but that's where I think Travis Kelce benefits from this. I think the backs in Kansas City benefits from this, and ultimately Maclin will benefit when he lands up in a new spot.